You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. So you started selling a few things on eBay, to make a little pin money, And now you've got a thriving business. I bet you didn't plan on that. But you've also got a day job. Michelle Anton is the co-author of Weekend Entrepreneur, 101 Great Ways to Earn Extra Cash. And she's here now to tell us how to cope with being in what she calls an accidental entrepreneur. Michelle, when you stumble into a great opportunity that sells like hotcakes on eBay, how do you know if you should go into business long term?
Because the phone's ringing, your eBay account is going off like crazy, and you're making money. That's how you know.
That's all you need. Makes sense
That's
to
right.
me.
You know, I've always loved that expression, accidental entrepreneur, because many of us became entrepreneurs accidentally. With me, it wasn't eBay. It was many, many, many years ago when I realized in the radio industry I had to have a job on the side. And so I started writing commercials and doing voiceovers and had a little business doing that. But accidental entrepreneur, as it applies to an eBay seller, it's very interesting, isn't it, Michelle?
Well, it is, because somebody could be at a swap meet and see something that they like and they realize, hey, I could sell that. Or maybe you buy something and you wear it and everybody wants to know where you got it, and you keep referring that other person and you realize, huh, I could do this.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that phrase too, Lee. I think it really identifies most of us who ended up in business somehow.
And not even on eBay. I mean,
not just
you
eBay
too,
anywhere.
Right? You had a business selling antiques and collectibles at one time.
I did, and then eBay fell in my lap.
Yeah, there you have it.
So, Michelle, what tools can you use to boost your business? I mean, relying on the luck that starts it off is great, but you want to do some management here, so you want to look for the right tools.
Well, I think you should look at it almost like getting married, you know. And so the first tool would be to get engaged. And the best way to get engaged with your audience is through social media, is through Facebook, is through Twitter, things like that. So that's kind of the engagement, where you're sharing things that would be valuable information, the news you can use for other people. And once you're engaged, because you don't want to just walk up to a person and say, let's get married, which is like walking up to a person and saying, buy my product. So first get engaged with your audience. So social media would be the tool to do that. Specials like offering, you know, like a buy one, get one free. People love proposals. So the proposal would be that free, you know, something you just can't resist. It would be coupons. It would be a free teleseminar. You know, it would be all types of things that you could give for free. And as a result of that proposal, hopefully people will say yes, because when you're offering something for free, it's easy to say yes because there's absolutely no risk, which gives you another opportunity to market to them with the free product that you're offering, or service that you're offering, or information that you're offering. That gives you an opportunity to have a customer for life.
What are some of the pitfalls of being an accidental entrepreneur?
I think one of the biggest ones would be time management and lack of proper rest. Because if you're running a side business and you're running around like crazy and you're just not managing your time, you're up until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, checking your account and filling orders and doing all that, that's a problem. So one of the things, if you do have an actual product that you're delivering to people, look for a company or a service that can drop ship it, so that you can take that piece out of the equation for yourself and try to work smarter, not harder. And definitely talk to other people who are doing similar things, because success leaves clues. So instead of you stumbling around and making all these mistakes, don't be afraid to ask. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, I don't want to ask because I don't want them to think I'm stupid. Well, you know what? I'd rather you think I'm stupid because I asked and I get the right information than to do stupid things.
This is a funny question, I think. I don't know if you want to answer it, but what tips do you have for keeping your accidental business a secret from potentially jealous coworkers.
I'm sure that happens.
No, nobody we know, right?
Okay. No one we know.
So, first thing is keep your mouth shut. Shut up.
Because
a lot of times when things are going great, you want to brag about it. You know, you want to go in and you want to say,
I'll tell you something, bosses don't like that. See, but boss, your coworkers may be all right with it, but your boss may not be. Because some bosses think, how can they even, you know, dare to not think I'm paying them enough money or something?
Yeah, exactly. So don't do things like use your office computer, you know, to check your eBay account and start, you know, filling orders while you're at work. You know, that's something you definitely don't want to do.
You mean going into the back seat of your car and packing is not a good idea?
Well, you can go in your car with your computer and do some work on your lunch hour, you know. You gotta, you know what, when you don't want people to kind of hate on you at work, whether it's your boss or, honestly, it could be somebody who you think is your best friend, who somebody could say something about you, and they don't necessarily say anything, but they have an expression or they roll their eyes or something like that, and it's just giving a sign, and they're just hating on you. So keep your business to yourself. Keep it separate from your job so that you don't have that problem. Kind of like church and state, you know, with schools. Keep it separate.
Keep it separate. That works. Wow. Okay.
And we're not asking you to be sneaky. If you're doing your job well, it's none of their business. That's the way I feel about it.
But isn't it strange that it just doesn't work out that way?
I know. I know. Bosses want it. You know, some bosses are human. And they've hired you because they like you. And because they also get rewarded by hiring you because they feel they've done something good for you. And then when you act like you're not interested in making your day job your career for the rest of your life.
Right, your life.
They don't like it.
I really think if you have something that you're doing on the side, that's kind of time for you to hunker down and do even better on your job, put in more on your job, because when you have something that you're doing that's either fulfilling you as a person or you're making extra money and you're feeling great about yourself, that brings an extra kind of pep in your step with everything else you do. So if anything, instead of feeling, you know, my side job's going good and when I'm at work I can sneak and do a little extra because I have some time here, that's when I think you should be looking at your job and saying, how can I bring the entrepreneurial spirit to my job so that I can really excel and shine here? Because whatever day you decide to leave, you want to leave on good terms and you want to always know that they'll give you good referrals and those are people that could potentially become customers later on.
And you know, Michelle and Griff,
yes,
part of that is part of being entrepreneurial on your job is understanding your boss and what he or she goes through.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because it's really about them. I mean, most people that have jobs, part of your job is to make your boss look good.
Big part of your job.
Most
and sometimes you don't get credit for that. You know, you look and you say, well, whose idea was that? But, you know, your boss is standing up there, you know,
and
taking credit.
Sure, as they are wont to do. What if you're selling...
You know, one thing...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing that I know I'm guilty of doing in terms of a mistake that we can make with our own side businesses is not creating a list of people, you know, building your list, having an opt-in on your page where you're always having people opt in to give you their email address. That's probably, you know, one of the most important things that people should not forget to do.
What if you're, people always talk about passion, that you need to sell something that's your passion.
Yeah, I believe that.
What if, I don't. Okay.
I don't either.
Because
I'm one of those fake it till you make it, and I think women really know how to fake it.
It's not just that.
We're not going to go there.
I agree, but it's not just that. It's that being an entrepreneur means selling something for money, to be able to make money.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter what you're selling. If you're making money, you're being an entrepreneur. I have no problem with you going and selling your passion at the beginning, because maybe that'll help you get started, but it's not necessary to be a business owner that you're involved in something that's your passion.
I think the first thing to do is become successful. And sometimes success comes with something you absolutely love and adore. I've been lucky enough to produce TV shows and to love the work that I've done and to write a book and to love that. But sometimes I have had jobs that I didn't necessarily love, but there were things that, you know, were beneficial, like money and other things that came with it that worked. So the thing is if you're lucky enough to love what you do, that's great. And if you don't particularly love it, but you do enjoy the fringe benefits of getting paid, then use that to upgrade yourself to somewhere where you want to be.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the name of your book is Weekend Entrepreneur, 101 Great Ways to Earn Extra Cash. Where can we find that book?
You can find it on Amazon, and I would love for people to go to my Facebook page, which is Weekend Entrepreneur 101.
Weekend Entrepreneur 101. Griff, you had another question to ask.
Yeah, I just wanted to, a lot of the folks that I talk to or find themselves in the accidental entrepreneur position are having trouble juggling their business, their accidental business, with another busy schedule, like what we talked about, the job, but also kids and school and, you know, taking care of the house. In 15 seconds, what's your advice to that person?
Get everybody involved. You got a family, get those kids involved. Mm. Get people involved. When you go to the soccer game, stuff like that, use that as an opportunity to market your product.
I get it, and I like it. Thank you.
Michelle, thank you so much. Michelle Anton, we're talking about the accidental entrepreneur. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers that are just like you. Coming up, we're going to talk about what sells best on eBay. Yeah, because some things sell best. You'll find out here next on eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Best-selling author, speaker, and leading eBay educator, Janelle Elms, will share 5 tips on ensuring a successful business this year, and you'll get a free goal-setting sheet. The webinar is free, Wednesday, January 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.